You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Two recent events have caused backlash against Eden Park. The confiscation of Palestinian flags from pro-Palestine protesters at the park and the hosting of a Hindu nationalist rally attended by prominent New Zealand MPs. I spoke to GP, filmmaker and activist Dr. Sapna Samant about why these actions got backlash and the consequences of ignoring Hindu nationalism in Aotearoa. Why was the rally over the weekend a cause for concern?
So this has got a bit of a history, and I suggest you read Shanti Mathias's article on the spin-off. The temple in Ayodhya, which is a temple dedicated to the Hindu god Ram, is a point of contention between Indians and Hindu nationalists, who are also Indians. And this has been a long, long, journey towards this, which started in 1948. And it's over the years, there's been increasing violence towards the Muslim community, but in 1992, on 6th of December 1992, it culminated in the destruction of the Babri Masjid, which was then on which they were going to build the temple. But we have Hindu nationalists in New Zealand who celebrated the Pran Pratishtha, which is, you know, we breathe life into a statue that is placed inside a temple. That was the ceremony on the weekend. On Monday in India, on the 22nd of January, but they celebrated it in New Zealand on the weekend, on Sunday. It was really a show of Indian nationalism, Hindu nationalism rather, which is very, very troubling to see on this venue.
Is it appropriate for members of parliament to have attended this rally?
No. Absolutely not. Members of parliament, however, have been attending Hindu nationalist events for a very long time. Helen Clark has attended the first Hindu Council conference. So the Hindu Council of New Zealand are Hindu nationalists, and this Hindu Council of New Zealand is a charitable organization. Helen, and they organize Hindu conferences, annual Hindu conferences. The first one was in Auckland in 2006 or 7. I mean, I can't remember the exact year because I attended. And Helen Clark opened it, and I raised the question why she attended. But MPs have been attending Hindu nationalist events since then. But the one on the weekend was very problematic because David Seymour and Melissa Lee not only attended these events, but they sent out messages to Hindu nationalists globally and in India that they are, you know, the words they spoke are pretty much supportive of Hindu nationalism.
Melissa Lee says attending was consistent with her Minister for Ethnic Communities' responsibilities. Does this show that the Minister is making decisions about which community she's choosing to represent?
Would Melissa Lee attend an event by the Palestinian community here? They would go with whom they think the communities they ally with are worth attending.
And that's actually a great point, because this happened not long after Palestine protesters were shut down at Eden Park. Is this consistent with each other?
Absolutely not. I mean, this is the other issue, isn't it? Eden Park did not allow Palestinian flags on the Saturday, and they hosted a Hindu nationalist event on Sunday. Where is the consistency? Or were they trying to think, and this is the question I always ask, is do you not know Hindu nationalists? Can you not tell the difference? And if you don't, and if you can't, then we are happy to educate you.
And for New Zealanders who don't know much about Hindu nationalism, who don't understand the significance of members of parliament attending the rally on Saturday. What is your message to them?
I would say that, Hindu nationalism is very much flourishing on this Fenua. It has been for a long time. It has been insidiously at some point supported by various members of parliament, and political parties, including Labour. We need to understand that we do not need this kind of stuff in Aotearoa, New Zealand, especially after 15th of March, what happened on 15th of March, 2019. And therefore, we should educate ourselves about this, learn to tell the difference between Hinduism and Hindu nationalism, and resist.
That was Dr. Sapna Samant on the rally held in Eden Park this weekend. We reached out to Eden Park to comment, and they told us Eden Park is a strategic asset for New Zealand and a community asset for Auckland. We are confident the appropriate diligence was conducted ahead of Sunday's event, which was well attended by a number of community leaders along with central government and Auckland Council representatives. They did not comment on the action taken against pro-Palestine protesters.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.